Welcome to Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. Here's to Your Health discusses the current thinking in wellness, bringing you the most influential thinkers in beauty, fitness, and longevity. Your host, Joshua Lane, was part of the Dr. Ann Wigmore team that helped bring wheatgrass, sprouts, and raw foods to a worldwide audience. And now the host of Here's to Your Health, Joshua Lane.
Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your host, Josh Lane. And my guest is one of the regular contributors to the show, Dr. Shore Ashardi, PhD. And Dr. Ashardi has the Anti-Aging Institute of California, which he has been the head of for many years and has done some very important research many years ago, actually back in the 90s, I guess, and maybe slightly earlier, with medical examinations, medical testing, when that progressive ideas on medical testing, when that was less widely used, and now it's, I would say, it's almost in vogue, and Dr. Ashardi has been one of the pioneers in medical testing and interpreting the medical tests. Dr. Ashardi, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Good morning, Josh, and good morning to your listeners. As always, it's such an honor and privilege to talk to you and to talk to your listeners about what's happening in this crazy world we're living right now.
Yes, actually, things are confusing, to say the least, now. Now, because you work with supplementation and food as a healing tool, during the time of COVID-19, what are your thoughts? What can we do to protect ourselves or to help ourselves with nutrition, with supplementation during the COVID-19 pandemic?
That is a great question, and I'm sure that everyone is concerned about this question and findings, how we can strengthen our immune system against COVID, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and against the flu viruses that about this time, beginning of autumn and fall, they're going to be all over because we're going to be indoors and because we're going to be in closer contact with people around us. The probability is higher for getting the virus. For COVID especially, and for most viruses, in addition to social distancing, washing our hands constantly, keeping, you know, a clean area, trying to wear a mask at all times when we are outside, when we are near people, and even when we are inside. For example, with the fires around us in California, the smoke was so intense that I could personally feel it in my lungs. So I was wearing a mask inside the house because it prevents, you know, as much as it prevents the smoke, it does prevent contamination as well. And we need to keep our lungs very, very healthy at this point because we need to be able to breathe. For fighting the virus, a strong immune system always is effective. And now we know, if we've watched the news, we can see that zinc has a significant effect in improving the antiviral immunity, especially in patients, for example, with diabetes, with coronary heart disease, with lung disease, patients with hypertension. And when we look at the community around us, we can see that many of the people in our household, you know, our friends, may have hypertension, may have diabetes. So a product, an immune product that would have zinc in it would be very effective. Vitamin C is important. Vitamin E is a very strong antioxidant, and it's also very important in helping and preventing inflammation, which is one of the causes that COVID creates in the body. Vitamin B6 is important in the maintaining the health of the neuron system. In addition to that, elderberry. And we all know we're familiar with the effects of elderberry as an antioxidant and against the flu viruses. Echinacea is also very important in building a strong immune system because it increases the number of the white blood cells. Garlic, as you know, food supplement, all of these are partly food, they're all natural, but garlic has antibiotic type effect and antiviral effect, which is very important. Turmeric is very important. Turmeric has anti-inflammatory effect and it's great for circulation. So it boosts immunity in that respect. And then we're all familiar with probiotics, the lactobacillus, which improve the immunity. So we have put all these in one product and we've called it Immunity. And you can look at it, you can read about it on our website, and taking one or two capsules a day of a combination of all these natural ingredients will be great to prevent us from catching flu and hopefully from catching SARS-CoV-2 virus.
Our guest is Dr. Shora Ashardi. Dr. Ashardi is a PhD and heads the Anti-Aging Institute of California, known for her work as a clinician and also for her work as a formulator of scientific supplementation. And now this product called Immunity, we can read about it on the Anti-Aging Institute of California website?
Yes, the website is Before You Age. It's letter B, number 4, letter U, AGE.com.
Okay.
BeforeYouAge.com.
Now, this product called Immunity, do we use one capsule with breakfast and one with dinner? Is that the suggested dosage?
I would prefer to take either both in the morning or one in the morning after breakfast and one after lunch. Because with all these combinations, they're creating energy in the body. And we don't want to have too much energy at night. So at dinner, we want the body to relax, especially now that stress level is high. It is important to relax in the evening and at night to give body a break, you know, to just have some quiet time for the body. So one in the morning, one after lunch would be great.
All righty. And with food is better, with breakfast and lunch.
Sorry?
And you suggest them with breakfast and lunch?
Usually, I would recommend most supplements, unless it's required on an empty stomach. And the reason, Josh, you know this, you know, when we eat something, I'm not saying, you know, a heavy breakfast or a heavy lunch, but when we have something in the stomach, you know, maybe a few almonds or a few walnuts, something with a little bit of healthy fat, it would increase the absorption because all of these are dissolved in the acid in the stomach and we want them to be absorbed faster and more effectively. So it would help to have something, you know, a light breakfast, a little bit of, you know, maybe eggs, cheese, something like that would help the absorption. And that is effective in keeping the body healthy. Because once the stomach is empty, we don't want a capsule to go stick to the side of the stomach and not get absorbed. We want it to get absorbed as fast as possible to get in the circulation and start to do what they're supposed to do.
Yes. Yes, our guest is Dr. Shora Ashardi. Dr. Ashardi is a PhD and heads the Anti-Aging Institute of California. And you can contact her at the website, B, letter B, numeral 4, letter U, age.com, beforeyouage.com. Dr. Ashardi, one of the ideas that is gaining popularity the past a number of years is the use of K2. What is your position on using vitamin K2?
Great question, Josh. As always, you're so up to date and you're at the cutting edge of technology. It is practically state of the art because we want to maintain our health throughout our life, and I hope that everyone would have a long and healthy life. But as we age, and even in younger clients, we can see there's a precipitation of calcium in small blood vessels. And that would cause, and especially with COVID, we've heard so much about blood clots that would create problems. And little blood clots would create problems besides, you know, viral infection during the life, and they would cause little blood vessels to get narrower and narrower. Vitamin K2 is from the family of quinone. It's a menaquinone, similar to CoQ10, which is ubiquinone. These quinones are especially important in our circulation and the health of the arteries and veins and small blood vessels. What K2 does, it cleans up the calcium precipitation and it prevents calcium precipitation. And we know that calcium is so important for the health of the bones. But when we take calcium, especially calcium carbonate, which is like drywall, and I don't recommend that. I recommend pyruvate for a calcium supplement because it absorbs better and it does not go in the arteries. It goes better in the bones. But even with calcium in food, they do precipitate in small blood vessels. So we want to keep the blood vessels clean. Vitamin K2 together with D3, the vitamin D3, we have a new product. It's called K2-D3. It has 5,000 international units of D3, and it has K2, which helps, in addition to keep you healthy and keep the bones healthy, it cleans the arteries and the small blood vessels. Very, very important.
And that product is called simply, is it called K2, or is it called K2 plus D3?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
And they can also read about it on the website, and it would help to understand a little bit more what we're talking about, because these are, you know, a little bit of chemistry, a little bit of new science, a little bit of medical preventative information that is so important for everyone to be familiar with and to read about and to ask questions and to understand, you know, why we're doing this, why we take a supplement, how would it help, where does it go? These are all very important information that we need to learn about.
Yes. Our guest is Dr. Ashora Shardi, Ph.D., who is the head of the Anti-Aging Institute of California. Dr. Ashardi, I've seen a lot of information these days that people who are low in vitamin D3 tend to be more prone to having adverse reactions when they get COVID-19.
Exactly. Well, what we have learned with COVID, which we are still learning, there's a lot that we don't know. But what we know already is that all of the information that we've been talking about, and Josh, you know, this year anti-aging became 20 years old. So for the past 20 years, I've been talking about preventative medicine. And I know you have been talking about building a strong immune system. And now that the pandemic has happened, now we know how important it is for us to be healthy, to have a strong immune system, to be able to fight. And, you know, before people would say, oh, we've lived for so long and we didn't take vitamins and we didn't take supplements and we didn't know what K2 was doing, we didn't know what D3 was doing. But now that we know, now that the knowledge is there, the science is there, we have to use the science. We have to learn about it. It helps our children. It helps our youth. It helps our grandparents. It helps our parents, and it helps us. And it's so important.
Yes, yes, I completely agree. And I didn't actually realize that you have been the head of the Anti-Aging Institute of California now for 20 years. So really, you are a pioneer. And before that, you ran medical testing laboratories, which is actually...
Oh, I still do. Okay. I'm working on research on COVID as we speak. I'm working on developing an antigen test for COVID. And I'm still doing that, which is fascinating that... This on its own is very important, too.
That is actually very exciting. Our guest has been Dr. Ashura Ashardi, and Dr. Ashardi is actually a regular contributor to Here's to Your Health. And Dr. Ashardi heads the Anti-Aging Institute of California, and you can contact her at the website B, the letter B, the numeral 4, the letter U, age.com, beforeyouage.com. This is Josh Lane. You're listening to Here's to Your Health. We're going to take a short break. And we will be right back after these important messages. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. If you have any questions about the guests or topics discussed tonight, please give us a call at 818-707-0005. That number is 818-707-0005. This is Josh Lane. On behalf of the cast and crew, I would like to wish you a healthy and safe good evening.